Hey everybody, what's going on? Colin and Tim here today, bringing you another episode of Stand Up and Marvel. Today we're talking about episode 2 of She-Hulk. We're going in depth, so there will be spoilers. So without further ado, let's get into it. All right, so Tim, what did you think of this episode overall?
Overall, I liked it. I liked it because there was a bunch of things in this episode that really caught my attention, and they put a lot of Easter eggs in here as far as things that compared to other series like episode two, there were a lot of Easter eggs in here.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed.
Oh, me too. I love seeing all that stuff. The first time I watched it, I didn't really notice a lot. I kind of had it on the side. I wasn't paying a lot of attention. But yeah, there's one particular frame the second time I went through, right at 6 minutes. There's just so much stuff on the screen. It's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't even pay attention to it the first time it came around. And then the second time, I was like, anything that came up on the screen that like seemed like you could have missed in the first time, I hit pause and I was like, wow, I can't believe I missed this. And I was laughing like from what I saw on the screen and everything. So good. And they got the QR code, so I got that to work as well. Another issue of She-Hulk.
Yep, no surprise book. There. They're
no
sticking
surprise,
to their
no.
Sticking to their guns, I guess.
Yep.
But yeah, if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, pretty much every episode of Ms. Marvel, and so far every episode of She-Hulk has had a QR code with a link to a free comic. So Ms. Marvel had links to Ms. Marvel comics. She-Hulk has links to She-Hulk comics. So in episode 2, the QR code is at 6 minutes. I don't think they did that with Moon Knight. Did they?
No.
Yeah,
I didn't see any
did.
QR codes in there.
Yeah, so it started with Ms. Marvel, as far as we know.
Yeah.
So
this episode you get issue number 2 from She-Hulk.
So since we brought it up, let's just start with
what we found.
The few seconds right around 6 minutes.
Yeah, sure. You go
There's a
first.
Lot in there. Sure. So one of the biggest things, probably the biggest thing, there's a reference for Wolverine.
Yeah.
So it said there's an article title off to the side. It says "Man fights with metal claws in bar brawl."
Mm-hmm.
So that's obviously Wolverine. There have been multiple times when that's happened. I'm trying to remember which movies it was in. There was a bar brawl in
the first one,
The Wolverine, right? The second solo one. Oh yeah, and then the first one right
the
after
very
his cage
first
match.
X-Men, yeah, his cage match. Mm-hmm. He had the metal claws.
Yeah, so it's got to be referencing the first movie. So is that trying to give us a sense of the timeline, or is that just a random reference?
I think it could be a random reference, but you also have to think, you know, Wolverine does like hanging out at the bar scene quite a lot in X-Men First Class. Magneto and Xavier approach Wolverine in a bar, you know, so that's his general hangout spot. So I mean, this could either reference the very first X-Men movie where he after his cage match, or it could just be a random encounter of Wolverine in a bar, you know. There's no real telling, because you know, the first X-Men movie was long before like the Incredible Hulk and all those other things. So,
well,
you know,
in our
in
yeah
in
our
in,
you know,
in our
real world
yeah in
timeline,
our
but
yeah in our timeline, but in their timeline we can't really say
we
where
can't say
it really
it can be
where it
wherever
fell
they want it
into
to
place.
be. So
yeah,
yeah,
they can
I mean,
really
could
just
be,
like, this is where it's at now.
Yeah, they could just say the first X-Men happens around the same time as She-Hulk, and that's just where they're going to start it. So I mean, we don't really know where they're going to bring the X-Men in, you know, which version of them and which time in their timeline it's going to be. Although they do give some dates. At the same time, if it's in a universe, does it matter?
Right.
You know, dates in that universe could not necessarily line up perfectly with dates in ours.
But this only like reinforces the theory of, you know, the mutants are coming. You know, we had the little Easter egg in Ms. Marvel with the X-Men theme playing. Now we got the ode to Wolverine in this article now.
And we got Professor X
and we got Professor X. Yeah.
Doctor
So
Strange.
It's coming. It's coming.
Yep. But yeah, we already know the lineup. This is a fairly big spoiler if you haven't already heard. But we've already talked about it before, so it's not really news, I guess. Phase 4 and Phase 5 have been fully announced. We know all the movies and shows that are going to be in those phases. And they announced a couple of things from Phase 6. So there's been no announcement yet of when X-Men is coming out. So it's assumed that it's going to be in Phase 6. Which is what, 3 years, 4 years? I
Yeah,
guess when it
somehow.
starts, I think it's in 3 years,
Yeah,
2025, something
something
like
like
that.
that.
But yeah, the phases are going to be pretty quick. Like, it's not
Oh,
going to
yeah.
be the phase 4, 5, 6 cycle isn't going to be 10 years like phase 1, 2, and 3 was.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot faster. Like a year and a half, I think, is the typical length for a phase this time around.
Yeah.
It's just very different. They're going honestly way too fast. I'm a little concerned.
Little,
Just,
yeah.
you know.
We did talk about that in the after the Comic-Con episode.
Yeah, just cramming in too much. So it worries me a little bit. And I have been noticing a
Does
dip in quality. I mean, you know, COVID obviously impacted things. So
Yeah.
hopefully that was the majority of the reason and it's not because they're giving tight deadlines on everything. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. A little concerned, but don't know. I mean, some of the
Yeah.
stuff has still been solid. Like Moon Knight, in my opinion, was amazing. She-Hulk so far has been pretty great.
Yeah, it's
I mean, not
been
amazing,
solid
but it's
for
been
me.
solid.
Yeah.
Miss Marvel for the most part was really solid. So I mean, the shows have been pretty solid, pretty much all around, with the exception of Falcon and Winter Soldier. The movies have
Yeah.
been kind of hit or miss. Honestly, overall, the movies haven't been that great. Like, on average, much worse than, you know, phase 1, 2, 3 movies. So that has me concerned. But again, COVID, you know, stuff happening in the real world could have affected it more than schedule. So we'll see. We'll see. But anyway, tangent there. So back to that 6 minutes mark.
Yeah.
With just so you know what we're talking about, when Jen and Nikki were sitting on the couch or her bed, I don't
Yeah,
remember, but they were just hanging out in
they're in
her
their living
apartment
room on the couch.
on the couch.
Yeah.
They're just hanging out. You know, Jen just lost her job and she's like looking for new stuff, and she's looking at this random article. What was the name of it? It was like 10
Top 10 like
top 10 offbeat jobs for a fresh
offbeat
start.
jobs, yeah, offbeat jobs for a fresh start. So she just got fired as a lawyer, you know. Nobody's gonna hire her as well.
Yeah,
So
'cause this is when she's already tried getting a job in a few different firms, and so now she's kind of regrouping with Nikki and trying to figure out a new, you know, another option. And she's kind of giving up. She's a little depressed, and then she starts looking at these odd jobs instead of trying to
Right.
find a lawyer job. But yeah, so there's also some like categories at the top of the screen.
Yeah, I
So
saw
it's
that too.
fun, movies, cars, and then, you know, those ones aren't really relevant. But then we got Find Ant-Man, Norse mythology, Avengers.
Yep. Which seems a little odd for that site, you know?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's clearly just there for us.
Yeah.
Then world was one of the categories, and one of the categories was kind of off screen, so I couldn't quite see it. It looked like either hero scientists, or did you see that one? It was the
Yeah, I
one on the
did.
farthest right. I couldn't quite make it out. It was, I think the first word was hero, because that would make sense. And then the second word, I think, started with S, but I couldn't quite, like maybe hero society or something. I couldn't quite
Right.
figure out what it was.
I couldn't figure
Both would kind of
out
make
either.
sense, because there are quite a few
Oh yeah.
scientists that are heroes.
Yeah.
It's kind of a theme in Marvel. But yeah, so Find Ant-Man, that one really got me thinking. Like, are they hiding Ant-Man in random places in some of these episodes? Not only She-Hulk, but I mean, Ant-Man was hidden a lot in Miss Marvel. I mean, he wasn't hidden, he was pretty
He was
blatant.
pretty blatantly out there, like he was
Yeah.
also referenced a lot.
Yeah.
I
But I
thought it was
really hope
like
that's a thing, that like if you go frame by frame, you could actually see him in every
I
episode. That'd
hope
be
it yeah,
amazing.
I hope he's like either in the episode, like somewhere hidden within the episode, or I really hope that's like an a nod to like, where's Waldo? You know, it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
click on this and you have a whole page of people that you have to find Ant-Man in. It's like, where's Ant-Man?
Yep.
But I really hope it's the other one where it's just like he's in every episode. He's going to be in every episode.
I mean, it wouldn't be hard to do. Yeah.
No.
Not be hard to do. I mean, they could be lazy with it and just put a little, you know, picture of him. You know, they wouldn't need to have an actual like CGI version of him running around.
Right.
So it's very doable.
Right.
But we'll see. If you guys happen to spot Ant-Man, let us know in the comments where he is.
Yeah.
But I did not see him. He is quite small. So
that is true.
All right. So then there were a couple other things. I mean, I guess I've talked about most of it. You can mention the like two things that I didn't.
Well, the other thing that is on that page is right underneath where the headline said, where they mentioned Wolverine with the man with metal claws fights in bar brawl. Right underneath, it talks about the Eternals.
Celestial.
It says the Celestial frozen in the ocean. It's like, is there a giant frozen in the ocean? And I was like, hey.
Why is there a giant statue of a man sticking out of the ocean?
Yeah. Yep. And it's just like, huh, why indeed? Well, you should watch The Eternals.
Yeah, I mean, that movie was not well received, so I'm sure a lot of people haven't seen it. But yeah, if you want to know why he's there, watch The Eternals.
Right.
Yeah. That's definitely going to be important down the road. I guess you don't really have to understand the whole origin, but it would, you know, I don't know. I like lore and understanding things. I mean, they're just going to be these like intergalactic giant beings. And I guess you don't really need to know what they're all about to enjoy it, but you could just watch Eternals. So there was two other things that I saw on that page.
I'm not sure if I caught them.
Okay. Let's see. Well, three others actually. So in the top right corner, there was a shoe, and then it said Iron Man 3s.
Yeah, I did see that.
I don't quite know what that was about. I assumed Iron Man 3 was a reference. 3s was a reference to Iron Man 3, the movie. So maybe a reference to the Mandarin. But I'm not totally sure. I couldn't quite figure that one out. But that's my best guess, especially because of all the Shang-Chi references we're getting.
Well, that's right? what I was just about to say. Like, that can make sense because the Mandarin is in Iron Man 3. And with all the Shang-Chi references being thrown around in this episode, you know, it'd be really interesting.
It would work. It'd make sense.
It would work. It would.
Okay, so then two others. Ultron Bot Cleanup. Did you see that one?
I did. I forgot about it.
So the article below it, you can't see the whole thing, but you can see some little bits of it. This is like the end of one of the sentences. It says the biggest flop of the 21st century. I don't know what that's in reference to. Is that Morbius? Or is that like,
I don't know.
Was Morbius actually a flop? Because I don't actually know if that's true, but I mean, it should have been.
I mean, it
very
been
much should have been.
But it was so mean that it was a success.
Well, I mean, I feel like they spent too much money like advertising it and hyping it up and re-releasing it in theaters, and they actually showed it at Gen Con, right? I don't think they made their money back from doing that. They probably just lost more. But I don't know. I haven't actually checked. I don't know how well it did financially. It should have tanked horribly. But because that's in the article about the Ultron bot cleanup, I think it's related to that, but I don't really know how that connects. I mean, when they say flop, are they talking about the city flopping and landing back on Earth and like killing so many people?
Sokovia?
Yes, Sokovia. Yeah, I don't know what that's in reference to. I don't really have a guess.
I wouldn't be surprised because it's brought up later on in the episode too. So.
Hmm. So then that article continues. There's stuff off screen that you can't read, and then it says "Heart of the something."
Yeah, I don't know
I don't
what
know what
that
that's a
was.
reference to either. But then there's another part, another article off to the side underneath the Celestial article. It says "Scientists discover," and then the first part of one of the words is off screen. It ends in ment. So scientists discover something inside. My best guess is scientists discover new element inside. Like if you actually look closely, because you can see like, you know, the very tip top of some of those letters, and you can kind of guesstimate. So I basically did a search for all words that end in L-E-M-E-N-T. And yeah, element seems to fit. And I think that's right, because I think this might be a reference to adamantium, because right now we don't have adamantium in our 616 as far as I know. So I think this is their way of telling us that adamantium is now in Earth 616 because of the celestial. So that is my guess.
That is fair.
So yeah, that's what I was telling you about before, Tim. So I don't think anybody else is talking about this, at least in my brief searching. I could be wrong, but I think that might be their way of bringing adamantium into Earth 616 just through the dead celestial. So
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what the route they took. I did
yeah,
see
it'd
that
be pretty
article
cool.
Underneath it, but I kind of just brushed it on the rug because I couldn't read the entire thing.
I was determined to figure it out.
I figured you would be. Because I was like, yeah, there's a wide possibility of what this could mean. I just don't have the will to scour the internet to try to find out. But
it wasn't
I
that
like how you
bad.
said that it could be a element.
Yeah.
As that kind of plays into later on in the episode too, during the dinner season scene, but in a different way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that was it for that that big web page with all the Easter eggs on it. So I guess back to the episode as a whole here. So the music is still just kind of so-so. There are some parts that are, you know, that are kind of fun, but for the most part, the music's pretty forgettable.
Oh yeah, I really didn't pay
attention
so much to the music that was
yeah,
there.
I mean, I tried listening in some parts, and you know, there were, you know, a few little, like a couple of seconds here and there where the music was kind of good, like when she was walking into the bar in the beginning. Yeah, it was a little bit of upbeat music and it was kind of fun.
Oh yeah,
but it was only a few seconds of it, you know, some moments here and there, but overall pretty forgettable soundtrack
yeah.
for the episode, unfortunately. So that's been a trend so far, so you know, not super happy about that, but whatever.
That's fair. Yeah.
Not every show and movie has to have amazing music.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it really depends on the theme and the feel of the show. Like, I mean, like you compare it like to like CSI. Like CSI would probably be pretty boring if it didn't have that music that's played in the backgrounds and everything
True.
for each scene. You'd be pretty much going, okay, this is like watching Cops. So, but yeah, I mean, this isn't a series that really requires heavy music in the background to really sell the episode.
Yeah.
It's nice when we get it, but not exactly necessary.
All right, so what else do you want to talk about?
I thought there were a couple of funny things that were going on in this episode.
All right, go ahead.
Like, I love how they keep playing up Jen Walter's obsession with Captain America, specifically in that scene when they're on the couch. When they're on the couch after she's looking at that obscure website, looking at those jobs, the top 10 jobs and everything. She gets a text from her mom saying, "Don't forget about dinner tonight." I had to pause because I was looking. Her background, did you notice what her background on the phone was?
I did not.
Well, I
Captain
did.
America.
It was not just Captain America. Captain America's ass.
Oh boy.
I know. It's just like, I was like, man, even she agrees that's America's butt. Because I was like, I saw the shield in the background, but I was like, but it was the backside of the shield where it's like not the red, white, and blue. And I'm like, is that Cap's shield from the back point of view? I was like, why
That's
would anybody
funny.
have
I did
that?
not notice
And then
that.
I was like, oh, she's got a picture of his butt on her phone. I was like, how'd she even get that photo?
I mean, a lot of people are probably trying to capture it. Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
It's so hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
That's Cap's butt.
That is what that is. Oh, man.
I was just like, oh, man, that's so funny that she's just, I was like, she's more obsessed with Cap than, what's his name? Agent Coulson.
I don't know if anybody's more obsessed
well,
with Cap than he
I
is.
I think she's more obsessed with Cap in a different manner than Agent Coulson, man. I mean,
What
she's
was his
got
password? Steve, 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 I
Steve,
love
I love
Steve,
Steve.
one, or,
One.
0704.
Yeah. Don't judge me. Yeah, but
what a
I thought
great
that was great.
password.
I also, yeah, I know, right? Another thing that I liked was how they like how they show that, you know, while in and out of Hulk form, you know, just because you can become a Hulk doesn't mean that, you know, you get all the benefits as from the Hulk when you're human. And for example, that bar scene when she's in the bar and, you know, she walks in as the She-Hulk and she takes a drink. We learned from the previous episode that while in Hulk form, they can't get like drunk very easily due to their metabolism. So
right.
They get like all the buzz, but none of the puke. But she takes a shot, like she takes a pretty big glass of, I don't know what she had, but it was a pretty decent amount of alcohol, and she just chugged it down in the beginning. And then her boss asked her to transform back, and now her super metabolism is not working anymore, and she just hits the ground,
right over.
Just falls right over, goes, different metabolism. She's like completely drunk. And I was just like, whoa. Which explains that end scene at the end of the first episode when she was trying to coerce Bruce to let like talk to her about Captain America and his virginity and everything. And he was like, wait, you're not drunk? And it's just like, nope, because she wasn't really drinking. He just made him think she was.
Yep, okay.
Which I
Yeah,
thought
that
was
makes
pretty
sense.
Cool. But yeah, I was just like, man, that you gotta really be careful with stuff when you're going in and out of Hulk mode then. Because your metabolisms are two different things now. And I thought it was pretty funny later on when she shows up to dinner and she brings over the pie and her mom's like, you got to be careful about eating stuff like this. It'll really ruin your figure. And I'm like, she can just go Hulk mode and eat it and metabolize it like instantly.
Yeah,
don't have to worry
it's
about
pretty
stuff
nice
like that
superpower.
Anymore.
So let's talk about the major thing, like the major plot point, I guess, of the episode. So she got fired from her previous job, and she got hired by the guy who made her lose the case. And I love the argument that they used.
I love it too.
It actually makes sense, and that's totally something that would happen in the real world if this was a thing. But yeah, so the she was what the prosecution. So the defendants argued that because she saved the lives of all of the jury members, that they were biased towards her, and that was why she won the case. So they had the case thrown out as a
result.
As
a mistrial, yeah. They ruled it as a mistrial because the jury was in bias. And then she was like, "What should I have done? Just let them get smashed with a desk?" He's like, then they face blunt force trauma and they're all bleeding on the ground. And her boss is like, "No, you did the right thing, but I gotta
But you're
fire you."
fired.
But you're fired. And she's like, at this point, like while she's learning this, she's like, she's drunk, General Walter. So she doesn't really realize what's
Took
going on until
her a
after
second.
she,
Wait,
and
are you
like,
firing
until, yeah, it like sets in. She's like,
me?
wait, you're firing me? And then it goes to the main intro there, where it says She-Hulk Attorney at Law, and then it changes to
Oh yeah, I
She-Hulk
love
Attorney
that.
for Hire.
Yep, yeah, I love
And I
that
thought
little
that was
touch
funny.
there.
I thought they were gonna do like I thought they were gonna be like She-Hulk Attorney at Law question mark, but I like that they did
Like that
She-Hulk
little
Attorney
touch
for
there.
Hire.
And you know, one
Yeah.
thing I was wondering about, because of how much they keep making fun of She-Hulk and she's saying like she hasn't really figured out a name that she likes yet, I wonder if later this season she's gonna land on a name that she actually likes and they're just gonna change the logo. And it's no longer going to be She-Hulk. They're just going to change the entire title of the show. It's
I
not going to be She-Hulk anymore.
don't know.
Because, I mean, think of that. That's something that nobody in history has ever done, as far as I know. So that would be like a really big deal.
No,
You
that's
know?
true. That
I
is
mean, I don't think
true.
they'll actually do it because people who are like, you know, true comic fans would be outraged.
Oh yeah,
But
they
it would be really
probably lose
cool. And I think they should
a
do
lot of viewers.
it. I would love that and be mad props to Marvel if they were willing to do that. Except people that are like expecting She-Hulk, they'd be like searching for it on
They
Disney Plus.
would.
They're like, "Where's She-Hulk?"
I know. It's like, who's this? You're not my She-Hulk. Yeah,
Yeah,
that'd be pretty
be
funny.
like strong woman. Sorry, so South Park reference, by the way. It's actually been a while since I've had a South Park reference.
It
It's
is.
been
It
far
has
too
been.
long.
Yeah, it has been. That's a good one, though. I like that
Yeah,
one.
thank you. So anyway, the only reason I brought that up was just talking about the major plot points. So she's got a new job now. She's the head of superhero law, the superhero law division of the new firm. What's the name of it? The new firm. Let me see.
G something.
It's GLK and H. I don't
GLK
remember.
and H, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember the like what that stands for, but anyway.
They never actually
I
say
thought they did at
what
one
it.
point.
No,
I
they
might have
just
missed it.
call it GLK and H.
Okay.
In the
But anyway,
comic books, they tell you what it is.
sure.
It's
There is a
Pittman, Leiber, Kurtzberg, and
oh.
Holloway.
I think you're right. I don't think they said that in the episode. But the logo that they have for GLK and H is actually very similar to the logo that they originally had for She-Hulk, like the show. So it's a cool little Easter egg. But yeah, she's working for GLK and H now. She's head of the superhero law division. And she's basically forced into the first case that she doesn't want to do because it's Abomination or also known as Emil Blonsky. And she's immediately like, I can't do this. There's a conflict of interest
And
because.
he just like, yeah, okay. Like he has no, he doesn't care at all that she has
Well,
a
he was
conflict of
prepared
interest.
for it because he
Well,
had
yeah,
the
he
like
was just
form
like,
that Emil had
well, yeah, he was
signed.
just like, he was like it, like when she said that she wants to choose her own paralegal by bringing Nikki on with her, he's like, I could care less who your paralegal is. Like he's just one of those guys. He's like, I'm prepared for anything you got, so I don't care who your paralegal is. I don't care that you have a conflict of interest because I have a waiver here.
Yeah.
You know.
That is, I mean, that must be an actual thing. I've never heard of it, but conflict waiver, I guess that's a thing. But I'm
I
glad they did
guess. I
that
don't
because
know.
that, you
Yeah,
know,
that was pretty smart
that
of
could have
them to throw
been.
in there.
Yeah, I appreciated that. But yeah, so conflict waiver. So she's gonna be defending Abomination now, or maybe.
Yeah, at this point, she's still on the fence. She's actually pretty hard set on no, but
Well,
then.
it's not that that wasn't what I meant. I meant that Abomination's not in prison anymore, so
Oh, well, yeah.
kind
And you know, I
hard
feel
to
like
defend him if he's not there.
I kind of feel like he has some, he knows something that's going on here, because like he was expecting her call, and then he was like, it was weird that when she said she'd accept the offer, and he was just like, great, you're gonna defend him? Okay, well, good luck with that. Like, I think he knew something was gonna happen, because this is like gonna be the thing that's gonna put, I think, even though he's gone, she still has to defend him. And if she wins, it's gonna look good, really good for them. So I don't know.
And get a
There's
lot
some,
of publicity. I mean, out
yeah,
of a high priority or
I
a
mean,
high profile case like that,
just
She-Hulk
from
defending
being
Abomination.
Abomination alone, like that's what he was saying.
And then you
He
get
was,
She-Hulk defending him, and you just get
he's
so
like,
much publicity with something like
yeah, there
that.
is like the publicity on this alone was more than enough for them to take the case. They were just like, and I was like, oh man. So yeah, guess where she ends up going, going to see Abomination? The DODC.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he's kept in the DODC, the same place where everybody from the Miss Marvel was. What were they?
I'm blanking
The
as well.
Djinn,
Yeah, the
all the
gym.
Djinn. Yeah, so they were all held in the DODC, and she goes there, and it's right there up on the sign, Department of Damage Control. And she, when the guy's like, "Hey, you can't go in there all super powered out." So yeah, I was like, man, so that's what the DODC looks like from the outside.
Yeah, so this is a third time we've gotten DODC. So we got them in Miss Marvel, we got them in She-Hulk, and we got them in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, Homecoming. I
Cool. So
believe.
yeah, I guess they're
Yeah.
going to be around
Don't
for a
get,
while.
yeah, I think they're gonna be around for a while.
I still don't really understand their role.
Me either.
I don't know if they're
Especially,
good guys or bad guys. It's
well, that's the
kind
thing.
of hard
It's
to put the finger
like
on it.
in Miss Marvel, I didn't think they were like good people. But now in She-Hulk, you know, they're housing high profile criminals or super villains like Abomination. But who are we to say like that they're not behind him getting out or being part of some type of plot to, you know.
Were they good or bad in Homecoming? I don't even remember. Were they the guys that kicked Vulture and his crew off of the job? Because like Vulture and his crew were doing cleanup for the
Think so.
Avengers, for Avengers One.
Yeah, I think they were doing, I think they were the responsible for that. I have to rewatch it. It's been a while since I saw it.
Yeah. So, because I mean, they were like hired by Tony, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're good or bad. I just really
I
don't
know,
have
it's
a
just, it's really hard to place
feel
a
for
finger
it.
on them.
There's probably multiple Skrulls in their organization, I'd imagine.
Oh yeah. I wouldn't be
So
surprised.
yeah, I think they're going to be a pretty major part of Secret Invasion later this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, there's a bunch of them everywhere.
But yeah,
But yeah.
so like we were talking about, She-Hulk's defending Abomination, talks to him, and then at the end of the episode, she finds out that he escaped, and
Yep.
we get our reference to Shang-Chi. So we see a recording in in the news. They show a little clip, and it's, I think, the exact clip from the
It
Shang-Chi
is,
movie, the
and
fight
the
between
reason why I
Abomination
say
and
it
Wong.
is, yeah, and the reason why I say it is because I actually slowed that down. Well, I tried to as much as I could, like try to go frame by frame. There is a split second where you actually see Wong use his magic to create orange magic in his hands, where Abomination hits him, kind of using it as a shield. And you kind of see it, you kind of see it like it's a split second that you see it, but it's there. I saw it, and I was just like, that has to be Wong. I mean,
Yeah, no, I
I
saw the
don't think any
magic
other
too.
sorcerers, and I was like, I don't think any other sorcerers. And then, so I know we were kind of confused a little bit based off of what where this plays into, and you know, after rewatching it a second time. I have a feeling that that's an old clip that has now surfaced. And again, I think that this guy, what's his name that hires her? What is his name that hires Jennifer?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. He's one of the founders.
Yeah, she says his name in the bar scene.
I think it's Holloway. I think he is Holloway. Because I think she says Mr. Holloway in the bar scene. Because I don't rem I
You're
wouldn't
right,
remember
yeah.
her
She
saying
calls
like
him
Mr.
Mr.
Goodman
Holloway.
or Mr. Liber. Okay.
She
Yeah,
says
so
Mr.
he's Mr.
Holloway.
Holloway. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. I have a feeling like Holloway probably had that clip and probably prevented it from surfacing until the opportune moment. I think this is an old clip that he probably, I have a feeling like he or somebody he that works for him was told to, right after he got released, after he escaped from jail, hey, here's an old clip of Abomination fighting an underground ring. Take it to the press, to draw up publicity. It's like a they're trying to rack it up because now they're like, oh, first he escapes, but that's not enough for them to. It's like, yeah, Abomination escapes. Okay, a lot of villains escape throughout their careers. Let's try to get it a little bit more publicity by throwing out, oh, he's now participating in an underground fighting ring. And
So, are you saying he
he
hasn't
is
actually escaped?
She-Hulk.
That's just a fake
No,
clip?
I'm thinking he has,
Well, 'cause I'm looking at it right now too,
but
and
I think that
the title of the like broadcast says new footage shows Abomination allegedly escaped. So, it's not like confirmed that he escaped, it's alleged. So, if you're right and it is a clip that was leaked, maybe they're just trying to make it look like he escaped, like you said, to
Well, that's
draw
the thing.
more
He, I
attention, more
think, I
hype.
don't, there's no real way to say that he has escaped. I mean, again, Mr. Holloway and the whole GLK and H could have some higher authority over the DODC where they can just pull strings as they need. I mean, again, this it could be just because, like, again, he said in the very beginning before she even decided to take the case. That being that it's Abomination alone is enough press that got them interested in this. So they're trying to build it up even more than anything. And now they got She-Hulk representing him. Now they got want to get the media to really sink their teeth in by going, okay, he's allegedly escaped. He's a participating in underground fighting rings, and his lawyer, She-Hulk, who's this new superhero, has not yet said anything yet on his behalf. So like they're really setting her up to really either succeed in making a big win for them, because like now everything looks bad in his eyes. Like Abomination looks pretty bad at this point, and it's her job to win. So.
Like I was talking about, I guess if anybody's not clear where we're getting confused with this. The timing of everything. In episode one, Bruce's arm was broken. And if you remember from Shang-Chi in the deleted or the end credit scene, Bruce's arm was broken there as well. So presumably, this happened, episode one happened after Shang-Chi because Bruce's arm was healed in episode one and it was still broken in Shang-Chi. So, unless he broke his
Interesting.
arm again, and that means episode one had to have happened after Shang-Chi.
And
Whereas
which
this clip is directly from Shang-Chi, so that means episode two happens at the same time as Shang-Chi, unless, like Tim was saying,
It's
it's an
an
old
old
clip that was
clip
leaked.
that they just leaked. Yeah.
Yeah,
Because
so it's
another
either
thing
an old clip
is,
or Bruce broke his arm again, or it's just a plot hole. So it's
yeah,
gotta be one of the
because,
three.
yeah, it's one of the three. And it kind of leads me to believe that, after Shang-Chi, Abomination gets arrested by the DODC and is held at the DODC, which is why we don't see him in Multiverse of Madness, because he's already arrested by the DODC. Because if we remember from Shang-Chi, him and Wong go through the portal back to Kajmaton, or at least what we believe is Kajmaton. But we don't see him in Multiverse of Madness at all. So it's like it kind of answers where was Abomination during Multiverse of Madness if he was so chummy with Wong, you know?
Right.
You would think we'd want to keep somebody like that around when going up against Scarlet Witch. But he must have been arrested by the DODC. Well, not necessarily, but you know, you never know. But he must have been arrested by the DODC prior to that.
I mean, if Captain
That's my
Marvel
theory.
couldn't do anything against Wanda, then
Well, that's
Abomination wouldn't be able to.
very
She she's
Captain
just
Marvel.
she's
Very Captain
Abomination with the ability to fly and shoot lasers.
Marvel. That's fair. That is completely fair.
Right?
That is fair.
I mean.
But yeah, you know, it's really hard to really place things right now. Again, it could be same time, after, before, or just a big plot hole, you
Yeah,
know.
I mean, I think more than
Hopefully
likely
episode
just
three. Hopefully
but
episode three sheds a little bit more clarity on it.
yeah, but I think more than likely this happened after Shang-Chi. That would be consistent with everything else they've done. They've been like, progressing the timeline with every new series and every new show that's come out pretty much. They don't really go backwards very
It
often. They I
doesn't
guess they
it
kind of did with Eternals, but they skipped straight to present day after being like, 2,000 years in the past. So
Yeah, I mean like there's I mean we get episodes where people go into the past or do flashback episodes and stuff like that, but it's never really in a series based off of this happened before this the current timeline. It's just like, why would you do something like that? That makes no sense. So
Yeah, so
yeah,
following their
it
trend,
I
it's probably after Shang-Chi, which means
yeah,
it's most
probably
likely
after
an old
Chang'e.
clip, and they're just trying to,
Drum up
trick
publicity.
us. Yeah,
That's my theory. I mean, if I was a lawyer
I just
and
mean
I was
like
a firm, that's what I would do.
I mean like Marvel is trying to trick
Oh
us,
yeah, Marvel
make
just
us think
trying to.
that it's
They're like,
a different time.
let's make them think. Let's make those really diehard guys paying really close attention to every detail. Let's make them think about this episode. Yeah,
Yeah, I
no,
mean,
it
just
made
the
me mad.
fact that it says allegedly and the
I
timing of it doesn't
know.
really make sense.
Allegedly, like what?
Also, in the trailers, I mean, Disney changes their trailers all the time, so this could be nothing. But I remember in one of the trailers they showed him in actual like full-on abomination mode in the prison cell. So that means he's either still there, never escaped, or he's going to be recaptured, and I'm going for the former. I think he's still there, but again, it could have just been one of those trailers that they changed.
I have a feeling like he's, like you said, he's still there. I think somebody has told them that allegedly Abomination has escaped. So, you know, you say to one person, oh my God, did you hear Abomination escaped? Media is gonna jump on that like piranha jumping on like a piece of meat you toss in the river. Like they're like moths to the flame, you know. They're gonna be right outside the DODC like they did, going, Abomination has allegedly escaped. And it's like, do you have any proof of that? No, but you know, allegedly is what is the word that they use. And then next episode they're gonna be like, oh well, apparently Abomination never escaped. Like I have a feeling like she's gonna go to the DODC and he's gonna be in his cell and goes, I've been here the whole time. You know,
Yeah.
just
At
sitting
the
there
same time, so I
because
do think that's likely, but at the same time, that kind of disappoints me a little bit because that's a little bit lazy. Because the news, they're gonna like try to validate their sources and make sure that it's right, and that's a pretty big like if the date is wrong, that's like 6 months prior or like a year, whenever that was. So it would be, I feel like it would be fairly easy to verify that. I mean, usually there's like a
Well,
timestamp, like
that's
depending on
yeah.
the video, or like the file itself should have a timestamp that tells you the date. I mean, I guess that's easy enough to change, but I feel like they would have validated it somehow. So hopefully that's not actually what it is. But at the same time,
I
I
mean,
think it should
again,
be. So I don't know. We'll see what they do.
Hollingway's pockets could run real deep, you know. I mean, people could be on his payroll, you know, kind of like mafia style, you know. It's like, the whole news channel that originally received the story could have just, or the whole whoever originally posted the video could have been like, oh, you know, his money, his pockets run deep. Gave me money to post this at this time. Whatever. I actually hope, I really hope, because I really hope this plays into the next few episodes. I hope that Wong has found out where Abomination was being held, created a portal into his cell, and just took him out of there. And then that's when they're all like, oh my God, Abomination has escaped, but then courts him, opens the portal, and puts him back in his cell later on. And they're just like, and because like he in the trailers, we see him show up in Jen Walter's office, and they're talking about the law or the Constitution or whatever. And she's like trying to explain, no, that's the US law. Is like trying to convince him like what you did was wrong.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he has to have some kind of play into this as well. Because he is in the trailers a lot. And I'm just wondering what ties him in. I mean, he again, I really hope it's the my theory is correct, where he just opens up a portal and takes him out and just pops plops him back in, you know. He's like he takes him out. Emil is talking to Wong about everything, and he's like, listen, I got a parole hearing coming up. Can you just send me back? And he just opens up a portal and puts him back in his cell. It's just like, he's like, did I leave my cell? Yes, but it was for a good reason. So,
Well, I'm
I
actually
also.
gonna go back right now, actually. I'm gonna see if I can figure out if that's the same fight, because you can see them, using specific moves in the fight. Oh, yeah, it's absolutely the same fight. The choreography is the same. So it's definitely that fight. Yeah, I just don't know if it's a recording or present day, so we'll have to see.
I did enjoy that prison, that scene at the prison where she finally meets Emil. Like when she, before she even goes into the cell. The guard was talking about like in the event of your death, please notify let us and tell us who to notify. And she's like, is it that bad? And she's like, what's she gonna do? Serve me up with some fava beans and a nice Chianti? I'm like, oh, Silence of the Lambs reference. And the guard's like, ma'am, this is a prison.
Oh
So
man.
I like the little reference to Silence of the Lambs there.
I
And
did not catch that one. It's
oh,
good. I
I
like
did.
it.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
So,
it's classic.
yeah. And then just Emil himself. It's just the way he just came off. He kind of sounded a little bit like Russell Brand to me. The way just the style of his speaking in while he was in the cell is like he kind of sounded like like saying, like talking normal, but kind of sounded dumb as he was saying it. Like kind of like how Russell Brown sounds like in every single one of his movies that he's in. Like, I don't know. It's just that he was just like, you know, I'm me, you know, and I just wanna buy a house. I wanna live in a house paid for by my seven soulmates, you know. I was just like, what is up with this guy?
I don't know what that's a reference to, the Seven Soulmates.
I don't know either. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, because I mean, that would mean there's a team of eight, right? So him and his seven soulmates. I don't know what villain team or, I mean, is that a reference to what is it? Shoot, the new team that we have coming up real soon, Thunderbolts. Is that a reference to
Oh.
Thunderbolts? I'm guessing it is,
Maybe
but
he is part of Thunderbolts, I think.
and that would make sense.
It would be. It would make sense. Interesting. Very interesting. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, my guess is Thunderbolts. Because we already know that team is being formed,
Oh yeah.
you know.
Yeah, we know.
in the background. So, yeah, I'm guessing Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts.
So, one of my favorite moments, or scenes, I guess, in the episode was the dinner scene. There are just a lot of funny moments in that scene. She's asking her mom to please stop giving her number out to strangers.
Yeah.
And then the like dad or uncle, I'm not sure who that was, just kept pestering her about Hawkeye. Like, what's with Hawkeye? What does he do with those arrows after he's done? Does he actually like go around and collect them?
Yeah.
That's something I've thought about too. I
I've
don't
always
know the
thought about
answer
that.
to
Yeah, I was
that.
like, does the DDC have a cache of Hawkeye arrows? Because, you know, we have all the evidence to put Hawkeye away if we ever catch him.
Good luck.
I know, right? But I thought that was a pretty funny scene. Pretty funny scene.
I kind of, that's one of those scenes that I want to like listen to over and over because there's so much dialogue going on. It's like overlapping and the
There
subtitles
is.
doesn't capture it all. So I want to
That's
I want
why
to
I
hear everything they're
wanted.
talking about.
There was something in there. So the person that her mom was talking about, she said a young gentleman by the name of Yusuf. Now Yusuf is the name of actually Kamala's father. There's Yusuf Khan, who is Kamala's father, but as we know, he is her father and much older than Jennifer Walters. And as her mom stated, this boy was much too young for Jennifer, but was interested in becoming a superhero. There is another Yusuf in the comic books, who is an elemental. So he is an elemental who eventually becomes a superhero, which was interesting because her mom was saying he wanted to become a superhero, and she was like, "Oh, my daughter's a superhero." In the comic books, he was caught up in the superhero civil war that was triggered by the old Age of Ultron, the battle in Sokovia, and the Sokovia Accords. When those passed, he basically, that is when he was triggered and chose to become a superhero and everything. So, in the dinner scene, so she mentions Yusuf, and then later on in the overlapping banter between the family, you hear that, like, they're like, this isn't the first time we have a Hulk in the family and everything like that. And then you hear in the, if you listen, if you actually listen closely, and I heard it a little bit, they talk about, you know, yeah, but she doesn't have to worry about going around breaking cities and everything like that, and all that stuff. And it's kind of referencing Sokovia a little bit there too. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I don't think we're gonna see anything come of it, really, that much, but it was a nice little nod in there.
Yeah, and if I was right about the big flop, I mean, they were talking about Ultron, so I mean, that was obviously a reference to Age of Ultron as well. So, I mean, two references, it's got to be more than just a nod, in my opinion. There's got to be some relevance there, something that came from the Age of Ultron movie, like Wanda, you know,
Well,
or
it's
maybe
interesting because
Quicksilver.
we got an Age of Ultron nod too, in the first episode that I mentioned when she, yeah, because remember when I mentioned in the first episode after she wakes up in Mexico, she goes out to the living room and I said that there's an Iron Man helmet in there, and that was from the Legion of suits from Age of Ultron, the
Was Age
Black
of
Vulture.
Ultron? Not Iron Man 2?
No, that wasn't Iron Man 2. That was from Age of Ultron. Because there was those specific black and gold ones. So that's like, I think, the third Age of Ultron reference that we got in this series so far.
Okay, yeah, so there's gonna be something related to that coming. I mean, that could be maybe Illuminati, right?
Maybe.
Because
Maybe,
they use the
yeah.
Ultron bots. We'll see. I mean, with X-Men coming, that wouldn't be a stretch, you know, bring in Professor X from the Illuminati. I mean,
That's
there's an
true.
infinite number of Illuminatis out there in
There
theory,
are.
right?
In
So
theory, yeah.
we could definitely get them.
I hope
And they
so.
were referencing the Illuminati in Miss Marvel too. What else do you want to talk about?
The other thing I wanted to talk about, so was it they kind of both play into the same thing. Basically, Emil and Bruce, how they kind of got over their feud because
So he wrote a heartfelt
Jen,
letter, a
yeah,
nice
because Jen
haiku.
was like, Jen called up Bruce saying, I got offered this job, but I have to represent Emil. Abomination, and I didn't want to take the case if you're not comfortable with it. And Bruce is trying to tell her it's okay, but she keeps cutting him off. And he's like, Jen, it's okay. He actually wrote me a really nice letter a long time ago, and very sent in a very heartfelt haiku. And I my theory kind of behind that was, so, I was kind of like, maybe in that letter, we can't confirm or deny it, but in that letter, he says, in that letter, he got it a long time ago from him. And when we meet Emil, he's like, I've gone through changes both physically and spiritually. What if Emil was the first one to learn how to control, going back and forth between forms, and in his letter he revealed that secret to Bruce, which helped him, come to terms with being Hulk and Bruce both Banner at the same time. That's kind of like what I was theorizing a little bit, because because I never thought that Abomination would ever go back to being Emil. I never thought that, you see him show up, she's like, you're surprised that I'm me and not you were expecting Abomination. He's like, you won't be seeing him. And she's like, is it because you can't anymore, or is it that you won't? And he's like, I just choose not to. He's like, I have control. And I was like, maybe he had control before Bruce did.
Yeah, maybe
And
it's an interesting
basically,
theory.
because he wrote a letter to Bruce saying, and they both said, we were both completely different people at the time when they fought each other. He's like, it was nothing personal for me trying to kill your cousin. He's like, it wasn't nothing personal. I was all shot up with the super soldier serum, so it's just like, and then Bruce as well, he wasn't like, it wasn't really personal for him, because he was in Hulk rage mode. He wasn't smart Hulk. So and he actually references that too in when he's talking to Jen on the phone. He's like, I was a completely different person, literally, on the phone. And I like the little nod there, because I don't think he was referencing the fact that he wasn't Smart Hulk. I think he was referencing the fact
And
that
he wasn't Ruffalo.
Incredible, he wasn't Ruffalo, he was Edward Norton.
That's
And
funny.
I was
I missed
like,
that.
that was funny. I like that. I like that a lot. And then, yeah, so that's my theory. I kind of feel like Emil kind of was probably a little bit
Helped him out.
essential, which is probably why Bruce is not really upset with the fact that she's representing him as well. Cause like, he helped him, so he's like, why would I have any problem with you helping out a dude who helped me,
But
come
also
full
explain why
circle a
he
little
was
bit.
so angry in the first episode, how easily Jen was able to figure it out on her own without any help.
I know, yeah, probably because like he's like, I had to learn how to control it from a person that I despised in the beginning, and now you get to do it, and you don't. It's like, you don't even have a rival who helped you do this. It's like, yeah, it could be,
Could
it could be. I mean, for all we know, it's like page one is that letter from Emil in his little syllabus. So same scene where Bruce is on the ship and everything. So we see him on a Sakaarian ship, and then all of a sudden it shoots into hyperspace and it's on a train. But I'm hoping they're setting us up for Planet Hulk and the
That'll be
appearance
awesome.
of his son, Scar. And I know it sounds funny,
Scar
Scar
from
from Sakaar,
Sakaar.
but yeah, the Hulk
It
does
could
have a
be.
son. And his son is on Sakaar. And again, I think that's what they came and showed up at the very beginning of the first episode, was to tell Bruce, hey, your son, either like your son's going wild, or you know, we can't control him anymore. We need the Hulk to come back and help us out. You know, I
Could
don't know
be.
exactly what's going on with his son, but his son's like the new champion of Sakaar, in the
Right.
comics, you
And
know.
if you don't realize the deal with Sakaar, that could maybe sound like a massive plot hole because, Hulk was only there like 2 years
Two
ago.
years, yeah, 2 years.
So his son would be what, like 2, 3, 4 years old at the most.
Not
But
really.
no, because Sakaar works differently, right? Time works differently there. So even though he was only there in, 2, 3 years ago, our time, it could have been decades because of the way time works on Sakaar, right? So
You
his
mean
son
two,
could
three?
theoretically be old enough to become champion at this
Oh,
point.
and yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, 'cause like right now, 'cause we're actually, I think, more than 2 or 3 years, because this is post Endgame, and Endgame was what, 5 years after, three or
Oh
five years
yeah, and then
after.
there's the 5 year gap.
Yeah, the gap
Yeah, so I
between
mean
the
he would be
snap and
what,
everything.
like 8 or 9 years old then? If we're
Yeah,
talking like real time,
if real
but
time
again,
he would be
the
like eight or
way
nine, but on Sakaar he'd probably be
he
like
could be any
maybe
age.
like in his like late teens,
Well,
early
there's
20s,
no
I
like
would say.
direct calculation. It could
Well,
be any age because
yeah, I mean, he
time just
could be
works
any
differently
age, but
there.
if I was to, if you were really to kind of put it anywhere near there, I'd probably say like late teens, early 20s,
Well,
because
no,
he's.
I don't know if you remember. We did an episode about this before where I was explaining how time works on Sakaar, because they give examples like all over the place of how like time is slower in some instances and faster in some instances. It's the same speed in other instances, so it's all over the board. So there's no way of predicting what his age could be. It could be any age. He could be 200 years old at this point.
Oh, that's true.
It could be backwards in time
But
at this point
I was
because.
kind of not saying like his actual literal age, more like his mental age, like how he acts is more towards like a young teenager at this
Yeah, and
point.
that's probably what it'll end up being because that'll make more sense.
Yeah,
It'll
you
be
know,
more
he'll
relatable
have
because he'll
like the
seem more like a
abandonment
son.
father issues and stuff like that, you know, growing up without a father and, you know, going through that whole motion. So
Yeah, so
the
he's
whole,
probably a
I hate you,
teenager.
dad. Yeah. So he listening to rock, heavy rock metal in his room, you know. But
It's probably like 17, 18. I guess something
yeah,
like that.
if he had to, but we don't know.
But yeah, that'd
But
be really
yeah.
cool. I would love to see that.
Yeah, me too.
But
Because
yeah, with
She-Hulk has
Hulk and
some.
She-Hulk and Scar, Abomination. I don't know who else. Hulkling, Amadeus Cho. So we actually are getting him. He's going to be in
Oh
not li
yeah.
not live action, unfortunately, but he's going to
Oh
be in the Spider-Man freshman year cartoon.
yeah. I forgot
So
about
he's going to be in Marvel
that.
soon, in Disney, I guess.
Cool.
So yeah,
Yep.
so we've got at least 5 potential Hulks out there for a Planet Hulk series or movie.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the series, but I imagine there's multiple Hulks.
Oh, there's so many different
So.
holders.
Well, I mean, like
There.
in that series, in
Oh,
that like comic run,
in Planet Hulk.
or is it just about Hulk? Is he the only Hulk?
No, there's multiple Hulks. Like, if you look at my background, you can see there's regular Hulk, then there's Red Hulk,
But are those from
who lives
Planet Hulk,
separate.
though?
Yeah. Red
Okay.
Hulk is.
Red Hulk is. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll see. That would be awesome. I would love to see that. Okay, so yeah, a few more things I wanted to mention.
Sure.
So I heard a rumor. This is very much a rumor. The MCU rumor mill is usually pretty good. This is one that I actually don't think is true, but I heard a rumor that Moon Knight might not be returning, which I was talking earlier about how awesome that show is. So that would be really disappointing, and I don't think it's actually true. But the reason people are predicting that is because he's not in the Marvel intro. like he was in Ms. Marvel and Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, Love and Thunder, I think. So I think he was in the intro for all of those, but he is not in the intro for She-Hulk.
I have noticed that.
Yeah, so maybe it was just an oversight, or maybe it's a sign that he's not coming back. So I really hope it's not the latter, because Moon Knight is awesome. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. It's a great series. Also, I noticed a potential Moon Knight Easter egg, and this is kind of weak, but in that scene, that like 6 minute scene where they're lying on the couch together, Nikki's leggings
I saw those
have
too.
they
The little
kind of look like
crescents.
moon, yeah, like moon crescents. They're not like I tried to look up exactly what they look like in the Moon Knight series, so they don't look exactly like them, because the one on Nikki's leggings are a little bit pointed,
They are a little pointed and
not
they're a
quite
little
as
bit
round.
more, yeah, they're like more like that instead of like that kind of thing going
Yeah,
on.
so they're not exactly, but they're very similar.
They are very
So it
similar, and
could
I
be a
was
Moon Knight
like,
nod. I'm hoping it is,
it
because
could
I want
be.
Moon Knight back.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I
Didn't
saw
get
the
enough of him.
leggings and I was just like, look at all those little crescent moons. And I'm like, Moon Knight. I was like, oh, so it'd be nice if he made a cameo in this series, like Matt Murdock.
Oh, you know what made me also think of him, in that 6 minute scene with all the references. One of the headings was Insanity, which immediately made me
Oh,
think, and that was the one that was
yeah.
highlighted too. That immediately made me think Moon Knight, right? Like, who else would you think of? He's, yeah, I don't know.
The
Suspect
only
number
other,
one.
yeah, the only other person I can think of that could potentially be, well, not even, no, he's just unpredictable. I was gonna say Deadpool, but he's not insane. He's
No.
just unpredictable.
Yep. I mean, there's a lot of insane characters, most of them are evil.
No,
But
that's
yeah, as
true.
far as heroes go, Moon Knight's the first one that comes to mind for me, so that
Yep.
might have been a reference to him. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
We'll see. All right, so another random thing. I didn't take a close look at this. I'm sure you probably noticed at 12:08, when Jen is going through her new firm, checking out all the offices and stuff, there's an Asian guy that steps out, and in his office, there's an
The
entire wall
wall of comic
covered with comic
books.
books.
I saw
Yeah.
it too. I
So
was.
I didn't, it was hard to make them out, but I definitely saw some
I
Captain
tried
America
to
ones and
pause.
some Iron Man ones, and I couldn't really make out any of the others. There might have been a Black Panther, I'm not totally sure.
I know there was a Iron Man and a Captain America one on the
Yeah.
wall. Those were the only distinguished ones I could tell.
Okay.
But I
Yeah.
paused it like three times to take a look at that wall, and I was just like, "But what I really wanted, because like, so you know, like in do you have Amazon Prime, like
Yes.
video Prime watching?"
Oh,
So you know
yeah.
how like when you pause on Amazon Prime, it gives you the X-ray and it tells you who the character is up on the screen and who is played by? I kind of wish Disney Plus kind of did that, so they can be like, if we paused on that guy, it would say like what his character name was. And I was hoping it was gonna be like some kind of Easter egg to be like, oh, this is he's like his name is this, who's like one of the creators of all these different comic books, you know, which is why he has the wall of comics in his office. Like
Sure.
I thought that would have been really cool, but I did notice the wall of comics in the law firm, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because I feel like that's a nod towards something, like maybe if you figure out everybody that's in those comics, that'll tell us, like, a new roster or something.
These are all
I
the
don't
people that they're gonna defend in
know.
that law firm.
Yeah, who knows? All right. Well, I mean, there was this kind of a funny moment, I guess, early on, where She-Hulk was reflecting on how terrible her name is. She was saying, "I can't even exist without being a derivative of Hulk," which is, it's, yeah, I mean, that's very
It's
true.
true.
But yeah, she hates her name. We were talking about this earlier, and hopefully they'll actually change it. It would be pretty gutsy of them to do it, to not only change the name but to also change the name of the show, like partway through the season. I still stand by that. I really hope they do that. That would be incredible. But it's not gonna happen, but I want it to.
I would really like it if they if like she chooses a name that she really likes, like you said. But then, like, the end of the episode just be like that main intro where it's like She-Hulk question mark. Like, is she gonna be She-Hulk now, or is it gonna be the new name?
Or is it gonna be like the end of Love and Thunder, where Jane finally has a catchphrase that she likes and we never get to hear it?
I know. I think she was interviewed after Love and Thunder premiered, and the person asked her what her catchphrase was. She's like, can't tell you.
Because she doesn't know.
I know. They never told her. Oh, man. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't have any other thoughts on the episode. Anything else?
No, I thought it was a solid episode. I'm looking forward to episode 3. Hopefully,
yeah, we still have a lot left.
A little bit more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, eight more episodes.
Eight more episodes, yeah. So there's a lot to cover. Post-credit scenes are decent enough. I mean, I like the first one more than I did this one. The post-credit scene for this one was just her doing chores for her family.
Yeah, it was just kind of funny. Yeah,
it was just, I mean, like...
Nothing to really further the plot.
I did like the cousin, and she's like lifting the car, and he's like, look, every time I turn the wheel, it just turns the wheel. It doesn't do anything. I'm just like, dang. And she's just standing there, and I'm just like, okay. It was all right. It wasn't anything to write home about, but...
It was cute. It was funny.
It was cute and funny, you know. It kind of played off of the original family dinner scene, when her dad says, Jen, stick around for a bit, I got some I need you to help me with some things. And she's like, what do you need me to help you with? He's like, nothing, I just wanted to check in on you, see if you're okay and everything. But then later on we found he did actually have stuff for her to do around the house. And I was just like, good job, dad. Good job.
You know, there actually is one thing that I wanted to mention. I don't know if you noticed this, but when I was watching it through the second time, like, I could really tell that, like, a green screen was used in certain scenes, and the CGI just did not really look great, and, like, the lip syncing and stuff didn't line up quite right, and, like, I don't know. I was pretty disappointed. I didn't really notice it that much in the first episode, but I felt like it was pretty bad in this one.
Yeah, I kind of felt like this episode was a little bit rushed a little bit. I just got that feel just because of the quality compared to the first episode. I mean, there were things that you can definitely tell. But again, you know, maybe, you know, they were on a time frame and, you know.
Yeah, and budget, especially with 10 episodes, you got to split up the budget between all 10. And if you have a CGI character, that's tough to do.
Yeah, and you have good weeks and bad weeks where, you know, it's like you're on a time, like, especially, like, if you're putting out episodes every week, you know, it's like, I'm sure they've had to have filmed all these long ago. Because there are people out there, I think, I heard people are like, oh, I've seen the entire series now, and I'm like, well, you must have like early access to the whole thing, or you must have been a part of the production or what, some, because I was just like, man, like, I even saw like a little bit of a spoiler browsing through Twitter earlier today, where it was like the full-on scene with Matt Murdock, and I was just like, where did this footage come from?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen him in some of the trailers, and I thought I saw a leak of something at some point.
Well, this is like full on, like, Daredevil, like, he's there. Like, there's no, it's like we got the little Easter, like, we got the little tease during Comic-Con.
Right. No, I've seen more than that. I might have seen the same thing you're talking about. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that was on purpose or whatnot, but I was just like, oh. And that kind of remind, like, again, it's like when they do trailers and stuff like that, they always release more than they should, which takes away from the episodes and the movies.
Yeah, they don't leave enough to discover
Yeah, it
to be
takes out
surprised by
it
during
takes
the
out the
episodes.
fun of being surprised in the episode, like, oh my God, I didn't see that coming. No, I knew that was coming. Just didn't know
Yep, yep.
when.
Looking forward to more. A
Yeah,
little bit
more
worried.
episodes.
Yeah. I mean, with the CGI I was talking about, I mean, I've been reading concerns from other people too, like just, they've got so many movies and shows coming out, and they only have so much budget to use for all this stuff. So they're, some areas are suffering because they just don't get the budget that they need. And I
Oh
mean, that
yeah.
was definitely apparent in Miss Marvel, because they were like scenes where the CGI was happening off screen because they just didn't want to actually pay to do it, probably because they didn't have the budget.
Right. And you
So
kind of have.
yeah, I mean, it's a little disappointing. I wish they would do better with it. Just, I don't know, better planning, I guess. But I mean, it's hard. They don't have a lot of time to do all this stuff either, so I can't blame them that much. But yeah, I mean, they should really be spreading this out more. So, I mean, phase 1, 2, 3 had a much better schedule. I mean, it took a long time to get through all the movies, but that was fine. I loved getting, 2, 3 Marvel movies a year. That was great. Now with all the
Right.
shows too, there's just like it's too much, too cluttered.
Yeah, you kind of have to also think about like who's in each episode too. Because you have your budget for each episode and whatnot. And episode one, we didn't get a lot of faces in episode one. It was mostly just Jen Walters and Bruce Banner. That was it. That's all we got. We got a few faces in the very opening of the episode and towards the closing end. But with Mark Ruffalo being in majority of episode one, he's gonna cost some money to be in the episode. I mean, he's a big face in Hollywood, it's gonna cost to have him in there. But it worked for episode one because most of them, like the budget was CGI on Jennifer Walters, CGI on Bruce Banner. That and pay Mark Ruffalo to be Bruce Banner or Smart Hulk. This episode, you have Bruce making his you have Mark Ruffalo making his cameo appearance in this episode. That still had to have cost a good amount of money to have him come back and reprise Hulk in this episode. We also have Tim Roth, reprising Abomination in this episode. So he must have had to cost a good amount of money to make an appearance in this episode too. And then the remaining budget goes towards whatever they have left over, Like I read into these things all the time. It's just like you hear about, and it's really kind of more worse with TV series than it is with movies. With movies, they sign a contract for X amount of dollars and that's it, because they know the movie's gonna make like far much more than what they have to sell out. But with TV series, actors get paid per episode. It's ridiculous how much they can like demand or negotiate for per episode. Like some people make like $500,000 in one single episode. It's like, jeez, where's the rest of your budget?
Yeah, I mean, got me concerned, but
But I think next episode we probably won't have to worry too much about that, because I don't think Ruffalo Smart Hulk is gonna be. I don't think he'll appear in next episode because obviously he just went to Sakaar and he's dealing with whatever's going on in Sakaar. So I think he's gonna
right.
be out for a couple episodes,
Probably.
and they can
Yeah, he'll
kind of
probably
really
come back
they
towards
can
the
really
end,
focus on.
V910.
Yeah, he'll come back, and like it's probably gonna be like one of those things where it's just like he comes back and it's like, Jen, I need your help. And
Right.
she's gonna be like, what's going on? It's like, it's my son. I need you to help me with my son. And then big reveal, Scar,
Yep.
or something like that. Because I don't see him coming back anytime soon. I think this is gonna be something that takes him out of the series for a while. And then it's gonna build up to be the big reveal of, oh, Hulk has a son. And it's like, and it's also a big reveal for the family too. It's just like nobody knows, that he has, like, everybody thinks Banner is just a solitude dude, just a lonely guy. So yeah, so I think they're gonna have a little bit more of a budget for the rest of the season. Now that you, well, a
I mean,
little bit
we'll see,
cut of
because I don't know
budget.
how they do it. Like, do they have budget for the season as a whole, or, you know, is the budget evenly split between each episode? So it depends how they do it.
I don't. I
So
couldn't
hopefully they
tell
didn't
you
shoot their
because
budget in the first two
I
episodes.
know it's that'd be really unfortunate. It's just like our entire budget went to get to was to get the Marf. Was to get Ruffalo and Roth back on, into the series, and it's like
I did
and the
hear
rest,
that
you know.
that fight in the first episode with Hulk and She-Hulk, that was supposed to happen much later, like episode 7 or something, and then they just moved it to the first episode.
What, the one where they broke the bar?
Well, the whole like training sequence,
Oh, the
that
whole training
entire
sequence.
the majority of episode 1, like all that stuff was supposed to be a later episode. Then they moved it to episode 1 instead.
That'd been nice if it was later on in the episode.
I think it
I
was
think it,
good as the first episode,
well,
personally.
I mean, I think it's good in the as the first episode too, but I think it would have been kind of interesting to see later on in the series, you know, if it was because like, yeah, there was the accident and everything, and she kind of has to like she's kind of figuring things out for her on her own, and then later on in the episode. Banner, you know, takes her to Mexico. It's like, listen, you got to learn how to control this thing because, like, maybe she doesn't know how to control it or anything like that up until that specific episode. And, but you know, I like how it's progressed so far, so I have no complaints really.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I don't have anything more to talk about for real.
Me neither.
So, all right. So we'll call it here. Thank you all so much for joining us. We love Marvel, so we could do this all day. But for now, we're gonna call it a wrap. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to drop us a like, rate us, follow us, share us with a friend, all that good stuff. You can find us all over the web. Links for everything are in the channel description. Make sure to check out the polls on Spotify. We'd love to hear from you guys. And join us next time. We're going to be talking about episode 3 of She-Hulk. Once again, thank you all so much for joining us. We love you all 3,000, and we hope you're all staying safe out there.
Bye.